Welcome. I saw a guy yesterday holding a sign that said, "Why lie? I need beer." And a lot of people were stopping and giving this guy money. I gave him money. Honestly, I thought it was refreshing. No pun intended. It's so easy to ignore these panhandlers. A part of you is always thinking like, "Sorry, buddy, I got my own problems." But sometimes they do something to catch your attention and get you thinking and feeling. For a person begging for money on a day when it's going to be 112 degrees in Arizona. And it made me think about a story when I was living in New York City like 6 years ago. It was a freezing winter day. It was probably 100 degrees colder that day than it is today in Phoenix. So, you know, it was 12 degrees outside. And I was walking home from my subway stop, and I would always pass over this concrete island on 14th Street and 1st Avenue by way of this frenetic, busy pedestrian walkway. Think total New York City chaos. And on this particular winter day, on this concrete island, was a homeless man. He was in his mid-60s, he had a walker, and he was stopped in the middle of this island, and I noticed he was crying and pleading for help. So I slowed down and I put a dollar in his bag, and the guy says, "I don't need money." And I said, "What do you need?" And he kept saying it out loud, "Somebody help me, please help me." So I picked up the phone and I called 911, explaining to the operator there was this desperate homeless man pleading for help. But the homeless guy says, "I don't need an ambulance, I don't need money, I need help." And this other lady stopped, and she said to the homeless guy, "What do you need help with?" Mind you, scores of New Yorkers were streaming by, totally ignoring this guy. And I'm not trying to paint myself as a hero. I also was in a hurry to get home. It was freezing that day. But there was something startling and authentic about the tears streaming down this poor man's cheeks. He was helpless like a young child. And I noticed his pants were almost down to his ankles. His arm was injured, his body was frail, and he did not have the strength to pull up his pants and tie the string to tighten them around his waist. Let me repeat that. All he wanted was someone to help him pull his pants up and tie them around his waist. It was 12 degrees outside. The poor guy was not just humiliated, he was freezing. To think that at some point this was somebody's innocent child. How did it come to this? So I reached down and I pulled his pants up and I tied them around his waist, and it haunted me the rest of the day. I expected this homeless man needed money or emergency assistance, but really what he needed was somebody's attention. And giving attention to a stranger, that's a big ask. We can barely pay attention to our families and our coworkers, let alone a stranger. Attention can be exhausting. It takes energy, takes time. It requires us to stop. Today's most precious commodities are attention and silence. If you have those in great abundance, you have something very special on your hands. It's something we practice and cultivate and nourish in meditation. Attention and silence. As I've shared with you several times over the past month, it's the hardest part of what I've been experiencing at home to sit with my daughter through the uncomfortable moments, because it would be easier to just distract my attention. I don't want to face anything uncomfortable. She doesn't want to face anything uncomfortable. But it's part of being human. And it is the greatest gift we can give to each other, whether it's your daughter or some homeless dude. Of course, the homeless dude wants your money, but first he has to get your attention. Think about it. When you're with someone and they're very attentive to you, it's special. You feel that. A few days ago, a friend I went to high school with, he reached out because his son recently had open heart surgery. So he could totally relate to the healing journey with a child. And he said something very interesting. He said, "Try to speak to their soul during this process. To see beyond the surface and be attentive to the soul. But it's hard to be attentive to anyone else's soul until you're attentive to your own soul. And this is the path to get there. Attention and silence. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Take a few deep breaths. If you can, close your eyes. It's our centering thought today. Attention and silence. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Attention and silence. if your mind wandered, attention and silence. Coming back to the moment. So maybe for you, you are always attentive to the homeless and all the power to you. In all honesty, I only pay attention on rare occasion, like yesterday. When the guy had that sign, "Why lie? I need beer." Or the more drastic situation in New York City when the guy was freezing and he couldn't pull his pants up. It's hard to pay attention, not just to the homeless, but to our loved ones. And the key, as my friend said, can you be attentive to the soul? And it's hard to do that until you can start with your own soul. And this is the path to get there. Attention and silence. See you tomorrow. Peace.